USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasizing that message to reporters on Friday.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he will not consider a pause in the fighting in Gaza unless Hamas releases the more than 200 hostages it currently holds captive. I'm John Schaefer.
Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this winter. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most affected by El Nino, a natural weather pattern in the tropical Pacific. This encompasses the mid-Atlantic, elevated areas in the southwest in California, as well as the southern United States. President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to the memorial near the restaurant where the tragedy occurred.
This tragedy opens a painful, painful wounds all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survived the trauma of gun violence.
They met with first responders, healthcare providers, and some of the families. 18 were killed and 13 injured. Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. On Sunday, clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with this change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation in Congress have yet to make progress. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The United Auto Workers Union is actively advocating for Toyota employees to consider joining the union, especially following their successful strike against the big three Detroit automakers, which led to a substantial pay increase of 25%. UAW President Sean Fain says the pay raises recently announced by Toyota are a direct outcome of the agreements reached with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. They are planning an organizing campaign of an unprecedented scale. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year. According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion or higher. The NRF attributes that to the fact that most Americans' household finances remain in good shape, resulting in an expected growth rate of 3-4% over 2022. This holiday spending forecast aligns with the pre-COVID-19 pandemic average annual increase of 3.6%. Traffic is about to get worse in New York City, if that's even possible.
Thousands of people from around the world will be running through New York City's five boroughs this Sunday for the annual New York City Marathon. The race begins in Staten Island at 8 a.m. Eastern, with wheelchair divisions starting first. The New York City Marathon will be broadcast to over 500 million homes around the world.
That's Corey Myers reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.